want to talk for just a few minutes about what the Supreme Court's decision means for New York State. And the obvious answer you may be thinking as we go throughout the morning, we've heard about the Supreme Court ruling 6-3 in favor of the Obama administration regarding the Affordable Care Act. The obvious answer you would think is it means not a whole lot for New York State. But what we want to do is sort of get our head around what this does mean going forward, and no one has covered this issue quite like our Michelle Faust, WXXI reporter who has worked so hard on Affordable Care Act stories and coverage, and she's actually out of town but on the line with us now, and it's nice to have you on the phone. Michelle, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you, Evan.
Well, we talked on this program in recent weeks as we got ready for this decision about the fact that if this had gone the other way, Michelle, what would possibly have changed around the country, but also for us? And I guess the answer for us would be that New York State was not going to be affected like some other states would have?
That's right. So the answer is that New York would not change much. I mean, as you mentioned, and as it's mentioned in probably every newscast today, in the decision, King v. Burwell, Chief Justice Roberts wrote for the majority 6-3, and they basically said they're going to uphold the subsidies. And the big question here was, could people get subsidies if they had the wording in the Affordable Care Act is through an exchange established by the state? There are 14 states with their own healthcare marketplaces. New York is one of them, but there's 36 states without their own exchanges. Those people get their healthcare through the federal marketplace, and the question was, could they continue to get the tax credits that were helping them pay for their insurance? This was going to affect many people. 85% of Americans received subsidies to help them pay for their insurance premiums. It would have affected 6 million people. And really the idea was that it would create havoc on the insurance markets, because if people lost their subsidies, could they continue to afford to pay for their insurance? And if people dropped out, the only people who would stay on their insurance would be people who had serious health conditions. They are the most expensive people. The whole point of the Affordable Care Act is if everyone buys in, it'll be affordable for everyone. But if the most expensive, the most sick people stay on, then it'll become more expensive and it just is untenable. So they were looking at this as, the word that was being thrown around was death spiral. But again, this was a situation for the 36 states without exchanges. New York was not one of those states. And it looks like the New York State exchange was not going to be touched, regardless of the decision in this case.
Right. And so one of the ideas that I heard before this decision was, if it goes against the Obama administration, then perhaps the uncertainty and the problems with those other 34 states that don't have their own exchanges, maybe the entire system would collapse and impact the other states like New York that did have their own exchange. Now that there's no uncertainty anymore, now that the decision has been made, Michelle, does this mean that states like New York, and frankly every state, exchange or not, can kind of move forward without a cloud of uncertainty regarding Obamacare, that things will be a little more stable in any way?
For the most part, I mean, this is not the first challenge to the Affordable Care Act, and there are other legal battles in the courts continuing. You'll remember that in June 2012, the first challenge that went to the Supreme Court was a challenge against the individual mandate. That's the rule that Yep. everyone has to have insurance. And again, this was, even though he's a conservative member, Chief Justice Roberts also ruled and swayed the court to uphold the first challenge with the individual mandate. He did it again with this question of subsidies. And I think it was really interesting. One of the things that he's quoted here saying, I want to read this right here. It says, Congress passed the Affordable Care Act to improve health insurance markets, not destroy them. If at all possible, we must interpret the act in a way that is consistent with the former and avoids the latter. So I think that's a pretty strong support that we can see that Chief Justice Roberts is very in favor of the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, the dissenters, like we heard in the newscast at the top of the hour, the dissenters are Antonin Scalia, Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, and they're not quite happy about that. They're saying that this is showing we're changing Obamacare into SCOTUS care.
That was quite a snarky line, yeah.
Very interesting line. But the other thing is, you know, I spoke to many people who are very knowledgeable on this, and they said this is an issue of the market. Now, we're talking about insurance marketplaces. This is a market question, because how many businesses would have been affected if, you know, 9 million newly insured people lost their insurance? If all of the people who newly bought insurance are paying their premiums, may or may not be using their insurance, that's a lot of money that's being moved around in the marketplaces. A lot of insurance companies, they're making more money. They're putting, you know, they're having a lot more investments into their businesses. So what kind of business loss would there have been if people had pulled out en masse? Now, the 2.1 million new enrollees in the New York State of Health marketplace, again, wouldn't have been affected, at least not immediately. But, you know, any kind of chink in the armor for Obamacare, as many people have said, could be a bad thing for everyone.
Before I let you go, Michelle, when we have talked about challenges, this was viewed as the big one because it got to the Supreme Court. So this was the second time the Supreme Court has had a chance to evaluate the Affordable Care Act in some regard. It wasn't the only challenge. There have been dozens of attempts at legal challenges at various levels here. But with this now done, is it fair to say that the only way to kind of pull back the Affordable Care Act now would be legislatively? Is it highly unlikely that the Supreme Court would have the appetite to tackle this in any other way that you have seen?
You know, I don't want to speculate too much on that, but this is a very big win for the Obama administration and supporters of the Affordable Care Act. So, I mean, it looks like this is a law that's here to stay. Legislatively, it's left to be seen what would happen. There are people who are running right now for president who say they will, if they win, get rid of the ACA. That may or may not happen, and it's only left to be seen.
All right. Michelle Faust has done such great work for us on the Affordable Care Act and related health coverage stories. Thanks for taking the time for our program this afternoon, and I'll see you soon.